We certainly haven't been told of any potential outside threat that would justify the caging of our children from the outside world. We didn't even have the chance to warn our children, who've been left confused about all this. My little girl said they felt like they were in a cage now, and that when they wanted to see outside, we have to look up at the sky now. She continued, I can't imagine the residents of Brockenhurst will be very pleased about it either, as it was a lovely looking little school before. Another parent criticised the head teacher for not alerting them that there was a safety issue in the first place, saying, if our children are not safe at school, surely we should be told that, not learn about it because huge great screens have been put up. The stupid thing is that at the bottom of the playground there is open common where anyone can spy on the children, but there are no screens there. Even an Ofsted report last year, the head teacher was told that some parents felt communication between home and school could be improved, and that the governors were working hard to do that. On its website, the school has a regular newsletter, but no information about the gates had been posted. This week, Mr. Littlewood said that in the last newsletter, the school had asked parents to avoid standing at the entrance and that they would be informed about the new measures in the next letter. Some parents said they had complained to school governors and also to Brockenhurst Parish Council. One said, God knows how much this cost. A lot of us would like them removed. They are not needed. What next? Screening kids on the beach or in the play park?